Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I haven't visited with him in a while. Pat Quinn, John Williams, how are you, sir?
Good, John. I hope you're doing well. Last time I talked to you, your son was the star pitcher of Lyons Township High School.
Oh, then in that case, it's been way too long, Pat. he was, and he went on to have
baseball and everything else.
He went on to have a swell career at Butler University playing baseball, I believe that would have meant that the last time we talked, you were governor, which means it really has been too long. How have you been?
Well, pretty good. I like to volunteer for everything I can these days. I do a lot with service members and veterans and Gold Star families. We can't forget that a lot of heroic men and women answered the call after 9/11, and I work a lot with the military families.
When you were governor, you went to the funeral of every Illinois service member who passed away in service. Is that right?
Yeah, I did. Went to the memorial services and the funerals. You know, it's real important, I think, for all of us in Illinois to remember that there were those who really raised their hand and said, take me, when it came to defending our democracy right after 9/11, and their families gave them their values. And it's real important that we acknowledge that as a society. And the best way to keep faith with our fallen heroes is to take good care of our veterans coming home. You know, things like post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injury are really the signature injuries of these wars we're in, and it's important to take good care of those who have borne the battle.
More recently, you threw your name back and your hat back into the ring for Attorney General.
Yeah, well, I don't particularly like what the current president is doing. You know, I just don't agree with his approach. I think the rule of law is important to have in our country at all times, whatever your political party. So that's really what we've got to always protect. We may disagree on policies and all that, but fundamental adherence to the law is very vital to have a strong democracy.
Sure. Well, you're running for Illinois Attorney General, though. What happened there, Pat?
Well, I did my best. You know, the other side had, you know, two or three times as much money as I did. And, you know, I don't really have big shots on my side in terms of running for office or what our current petition drive is. We're doing a petition to put a term limit referendum on the ballot in the city of Chicago, where voters could vote on whether or not the mayor should be limited to two terms. Every other big city in America, except Chicago, has term limits on its mayor, and that's what I'm working on now. I was getting signatures this morning, and I believe in petition passing. It's the heart and soul of democracy, and got to get 100,000 names by August 6th to put this issue on the November ballot, and I'm going to work hard on that in the next 7-8 weeks.
We had a story the other day. I think the number was around 50,000. Where are you today? Do you know?
Yeah, well, we've gotten over 50,000. You know, we collect signatures every day, and folks are volunteering for us. Matter of fact, any of your listeners, if you wanted to visit our website, our group's called TakeChargeChicago.org, and you can visit the website, learn about the term limit referendum and petition, and download a petition if you want. And we've really had a very good volunteer response. It's all volunteer. And the way it works is if people vote yes in favor of term limiting the mayor, it means the incumbent today would not be eligible to run next year, and we'd have real competition.
So, in other words, Rahm Emanuel, who's got $80 bazillion in his campaign war chest running for re-election, in fact, would not be able to be re-elected?
He would not be able to run, John. Actually, we have 25 cities in Illinois that have already enacted term limits on their mayor, and they generally do it in the election before the mayor election. We have the gubernatorial election here in November 6th, so if voters vote yes in favor of term limiting the mayor of Chicago, then he'll have his two terms and he'll have to step aside and
right.
Let others
I understand that, and I think if you talk about term limits, a lot of people would favor that for members of the United States House or Congress or the Illinois House of Representatives. I think people at least would like to see a cap, say, on the tenure of the Speaker of the House in the state of Illinois. I hadn't thought about the mayor of Chicago, though, as being subject to these sorts of things. And I also wonder if, as close as we are getting to the election, if it's fair to do that now. This is kind of pulling the rug out from underneath them, isn't it, Pat?
Not really, because they can't even start passing petitions to run for mayor until August 28th, and we have to file our petitions to put it on the ballot on August 6th. Hmm. And so they know right now we're trying to put a term limit on the mayor of Chicago. They did it in New York City, same way we're doing it, same way with Los Angeles.
Well, answer this for me, Pat. When would I get a chance to vote on this issue? You need 100,000 for it to be on the ballot. When would I see it on a ballot?
November 6th.
November 6th. Well, when is the mayoral election?
February 26th, next year.
So by November we could decide, which is, again, maybe right, maybe wrong. But I mean, so we would know in November if this came to a ballot initiative, and it would be binding.
Yeah, the mayor can't even file their petitions to run for office next year until November 19th.
So I see. So that works.
Yeah.
And you need 100,000, and then you are asking it not to be an advisory but a binding referendum?
Yeah, that's exactly right. This is not advisory at all. This is the real thing, and it's been used in 25 different cities in Illinois already, like Springfield, Naperville, and Downers Grove. People have put the referendum on the ballot, and then voters vote yes or no. The whole idea of term limits, we have a term limit for the president of 2 terms, and I believe in term limits, like you said earlier, John, for all the legislators, the Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
I think it's healthy to have that because the Founding Fathers said they believed in rotation of office. They didn't want one person holding the same office for an undue period of time, and that's really the concept. And especially now with all the big money in politics where the incumbent mayor is going to have 25, 30 million bucks, and very hard to have real competition where one person outspends the other by so much.
Pat Quinn, I'm going to get you tickets to my next conversation with Thomas Jefferson because I've talked to him about this before. And
he believes in it. I have some of the quotes of Jefferson. Jefferson and Madison and, of course, George Washington, he self-limited his time as president to 2 terms. And they said that King George in England, the person we told to take a hike, he was on the throne for 59 years, and he couldn't believe that Washington would voluntarily
die.
So he did. And he followed Jefferson's lead in that, too.
Well, seriously, Thomas Jefferson's coming back to Chicago. He and I do a series of shows each year, usually one in the summer or spring and one in the fall. He and I are going to be on stage at the College of DuPage. I talk to him for about 45 minutes or so, and then the audience asks questions. They'll ask things about Sally Hemings and the Second Amendment and maybe term limits. And then they'll also ask him, if they want, what do they think, what advice would he have for the current president, for instance. So it's fascinating, and wouldn't it be fun if former governor
there? It's something. He was a very inventive man, a man of his time, and everybody has their flaws, and it's a good have that conversation, John. I take my hat off to you. When are you going to do it at College of DuPage?
I've got it on the calendar here. It's not in front of me right now, but it's one of those, maybe the third Saturday in August. I'm going to put it on the radio. I'm going to send you 2 tickets, and if you can join us and maybe ask a guest celebrity question, Governor Quinn, that would be fun.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll bring some of his quotes that he said already about rotation of office.
Trust me, he knows them already. One last thing. TakeChargeChicago.org. If I want to sign up the petition that limits the term of the mayor to 2 in Chicago for the city's mayorship, for the city's mayor, does that satisfy, or do I have to sign, with a pen and paper?
Yeah, I wish you could do it online, but you have to do it with pen and paper. And so if you visit TakeChargeChicago.org, the website we have, you can download the petition. You can sign it. Maybe get family members or friends, whatever, workers that you go to work with, sign it, and then shoot it back to us. This is all volunteer, and the whole idea is to try and collect 100,000 names to put it on the ballot, and we're over 50,000 now, so we can make it if everybody does their part.
I'll talk to you again, Pat Quinn. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Take care.
That's Pat Quinn, former governor of Illinois. Didn't win the chance to be the next attorney general for the state. Still sticking his nose in the political game, though.